Hi. This is like my 11th time trying to record this. So I'm recording this in my car, and it's not connected to like my car. I'm just recording it via my phone because I turned my Bluetooth off. When it connects to my car, the quality is really bad. So yeah. I just want to record an episode because today hasn't been the greatest, and I like to record podcasts when I'm sad or lonely because then I don't have to think about it because my moon's in Cap and I repress every emotion that I have. So yeah, let's just keep doing that. Anyway, fuck this gas station. It's called First Fuel and I've had some bad experiences there and I don't like it. But I went to Whole Foods and Trader Joe's today for the first time with Devin, and I have to say, I love Whole Foods. I love Whole Foods. It was so fucking cool in there. The cashier was super nice. Loved her. She was great. And where Devin works, they have this, like, I like almond milk in my coffee. We already talked about this. But, oh my god, this guy is literally on a motorcycle in, like, straight up Adidas slides, and his feet are not even, like, on the little thing. It's just, like, hanging off, and I feel like his slides are gonna fall off, and then I'll feel bad. Because, like, you don't want to lose your slides, bro. That makes me so anxious. Anyway, Whole Foods. So he, at his job, he uses like a special almond milk that's like made for baristas. And like, I don't know if you know, but when you make coffee with almond milk, sometimes the almond milk like separates. Like, there's nothing wrong with it. It's not like it's spoiled. It's almond milk. It like can't, you know, go really bad like that. Like, it won't hurt you or whatever. But I don't like, I don't know. It grosses me out. And like, you can taste, like when you drink it, you can like tell the separated pieces. And it's not as creamy and stuff as regular milk, which is, like, obvious because it's not real. Get off my ass, bro! Holy fucking shit! Oh my god. Sorry. I'm on the highway and people are being annoying. Anyway, he uses this specific almond milk. It's called Pacific Natural, I think, and it's made for baristas. And I'm like, I'm trying to find this almond milk. Like, I want to find this almond milk. And, like, I saw it online, but you can't buy just, like, one like carton. You have to buy like a 6-pack or 12-pack. And I know I liked the almond milk like when Devin made it for me at his job, but I wasn't really sure if I was gonna like it at home, so I didn't want to buy like a 6-pack or whatever. So I was like, maybe Whole Foods would have it. That would be cool. I also really wanted to go to Whole Foods because I've never been. And I went and literally walked in, found the almond milk right away, and they had it. They literally had it, and I was so excited, and I bought it. And then I bought chickpea mac and cheese, which I'm excited to try. I don't know why. And then we went to Trader Joe's. And I do have to say, Trader Joe's was cool. I thought Trader Joe's was bigger. It was very small. I think I like Whole Foods better. But they're different, you know? And then at fucking Trader Joe's, I bought black bean pasta. Because all I like to eat is pasta. Which is cool because it has a ton of protein in it. And then I bought like gluten-free quinoa pasta. I don't know. I'm curious to try it. And then I bought this, like, frozen fettuccine alfredo, which probably isn't even good. It was probably overpriced. Whatever. It's fine. I wanted it. So I bought it. I'll probably eat that on Sunday. Have myself some not good for me food. I also, like, high-key think I gained literally 6 pounds in 1 month, and I'm really mad about it. But that's fine. I'm not going to talk about that. I don't even think that's possible, to be honest. It's probably water weight. Because, you know, being a girl sucks ass. Anyway, but yeah, I think I want to, like, go to Whole Foods more often. Okay, T, I want to go to Stu Leonard's so bad. I've heard so much about it. I've never been, and, like, I don't know. I want to go so bad. So bad. I know there's one in Norwalk, so I'll have to go after work one day, but I don't know. The reason why I'm, like, kind of scattered while talking is I'm driving, and I'm connecting on the 91, like, going back home. And everything just seems so different right now. What is going on? There's, like, state troopers. And, like, now there's traffic. There's never traffic getting on here. What's going on? What's going on? I just want to go home. Wait, what? No. Oh, God. Fucking Mercury. Come on, bro. Literally, every time I get on the highway, they're starting construction, no matter where I am. It's, like, fucking wild. And I think that's what's happening. But really, it's 7 on a Friday? I mean, maybe. I don't know. But I want to thank everyone who's listened to my podcast and has supported me. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. One of my friends from school texted me and was like, I like don't know what to listen to for music, so I started listening to your podcast. Like, I've been listening to it for the whole week in the car. I literally, like, it brought me to tears. Like, thank you so much, because this is trash. This is absolute trash. Love that. I think that I'm gonna start doing, like, a weekly one. Why are we beeping? You know that there's shit going on. Why are you beeping? Oh my god. There's literally 4 straight troopers right now just blocking traffic. Like, literally can't go by them. This is trash. Why? And there's a helicopter. What is happening? Did you guys hear about the meteor? Some meteor hit. Some shit's going on. Anyway, what I was gonna say was, I think that I'm gonna do an episode once a week. I don't know what day. I need to think about that, because it's probably gonna have to change when I go back to, like, actual work. Tax-free week is coming up. I always forget about tax-free week. Fuck. I swear I don't have ADD. Why don't I do, like... No, Fridays are rough. Maybe... Okay, I'm gonna try and do an episode to be, like... out. Ew, I'm so annoying. To be, like, live, to be out every Sunday. No, I'm not committing to that. I'm not committing to that, no. But I will try to do one once a week, maybe. Okay, now we're moving. I literally don't understand what's going on. Literally don't understand. Devin and I went to the Buffalo Wild Wings today, the one in North Haven, and I got, like, the chicken wrap, because I love the chicken wrap. With, like, the lemon pepper seasoning. Oh, my God, it's so good. And then Devin got he ordered the pepper jack steak wrap. But when the food came out, it was a Philly cheesesteak. And Devin just ate it because it's, like, not that big of a difference. You know, he was like, whatever, I'm not going to, like, make them remake everything. So he just ate it. And then, oh, also, I spilled my water everywhere because I'm trash. So that was cool. Within, like, 5 minutes of sitting down. That was fucking awesome. I was very proud of myself. So after we finished eating, the girl brings the check and she was like, yeah, no, I'm sorry you didn't get what you ordered. I took it off the bill. So Devin's food was fucking free. That's insane to me. Of course, like, we tipped her, like, the full amount, like, it would have been, because otherwise that's, like, scummy for her. Like, that would have sucked. So we tipped the full amount, but I was like, wow, like, that's crazy. Because it's not like it's not like he didn't like it. Like, he ate the whole thing, you know? It was like, wow, good for them. So round of applause to the North Haven Buffalo Wild Wings. Love them. 10 out of 10. I was talking about with Devin how, like, it's kind of dumb that you have to pay, like, extra for ranch. Like, I know that they go through a lot of ranch, but I don't know. Just make, like, your prices a little more to cover that. Because I think it's annoying to know that I paid extra for the ranch. Like, that pisses me off. You know? I think CJ Sparrows does that too in Cheshire, which makes me angry. Yeah. But CJ Sparrows is so good because their fries are hand cut. We're at a dead stop on 91 and I literally... Oh my god, I should have just went a different way home. Oh my god. This is so annoying. I want to go home. I'm not even kidding. I'm not moving. I'm at a dead stop on the highway. And it's making me anxious. I hate this. And I could have just went a different way home. Oh my god. I love this. Love. Also, like, my summer's over, so that's cool. I'm, like, working for every single day the rest of the summer, and I'm, like, really mad about it, / really sad, and just, like, not ready to go back to school. Not even go back to school. Not even just school. Like, I'm not ready to not be able to enjoy my life. That sounds so bad, but for real though, I don't know. But also, I miss the routine. Like, I have a routine for, like, 3 days, and then the rest is, like, very scattered. But I feel more I feel like I did more things this summer than last summer, but I don't know. This is so dumb. What the fuck is even going on? I've literally been on the highway for, like, 20, let's see, I can tell you, I've been on the highway for, like, at least 6 minutes, and I'm only by Fairhaven, and this is so annoying. Oh my god. I just want to go home. I want to go home. Well, no one else looks mad. Oh, she looks mad. This bitch is texting. Bitch, can you text the fucking state troopers and ask them what's going on? Should I turn Waze on? Oh no. This is really annoying. I'm checking Waze. Well, Waze won't know because I'm not even gonna check. Because, like, I saw the cops, like, get on the highway. So, are they gonna, like, set up and start, like, closing down a lane? Or are they just gonna drive and, like, fucking not let us move? Because this is absolutely ridiculous. One time, I was driving home from work and something like this happened. But it was, like, what is that movie called? Fuck. My brain is liquid and I can't remember, but it's like the movie, it was a remake and it was like they were in a desert and like why are people beeping? They were like, it's like the future. This makes no sense. And they're on like this train bus thing and like killing people. That makes no sense. I hope you know what I'm talking about. I didn't like the movie. It was weird as fuck. It was like post-apocalyptic. I can't remember the name of it, but it was a remake. And, like, they're on this, like, bus train thing. And, like, I swear to God, what traffic was all behind looked like that thing. And I was like, this is crazy. Oh, so many people are getting off the highway. Should I do the same thing? But I don't know how to get home. What is happening? I don't want to get off the highway because I don't know where I am. This is trash. Okay. Peeping Waze for real this time. Let's see. Waze. Yeah. Excuse me. That was gross. Alright. Home. Let's take bitch! 1 North State Route 40, North North Haven, and Whitney Avenue, Hamden. It's not true. It's not gonna take 16 minutes. It's not gonna take 16 minutes. You're lying to me. You are lying to me, son of a bitch. I never say son of a bitch. I feel like my dad. Like, fathers say son of a bitch, you know? Son of a bitch. That's like a dad thing to say. Maybe just my dad. I don't know. What is that? So, yeah, what's up with the world right now? I don't know. Some shit's going on. There's, like, almond breeze. Did you hear about that? Almond breeze is vanilla almond breeze. Like, I think it was like 140,000 units have been recalled due to like contamination by like cow's milk. Bitch, what? They don't even sell, to my knowledge, they don't even sell cow's milk. So how the fuck did cow's milk get into their almond milk? And for that matter, it doesn't even make sense. Like, the factory where they would make it, why would there be cow's milk there? That would be dumb. I don't know. That actually makes no fucking sense to me. How the fuck? Like, I that's scary if you, like, have been drinking it or, like, you... I mean, I don't know. Like, people that are severely allergic to dairy. But, like, I mean, there are other recalls that are scarier when it's, like, you know, E. coli or, like... plastic or metal things found, which I can understand how that stuff can happen, but I just can't understand how cow's milk would have gotten into almond milk. What the fuck? My dad's so funny. He's always like, I don't understand almond milk. And I'm like, Dad, it's just water over almonds. He's like, oh. And then like the next day I talk about almond milk, he's like, I don't get it. And I'm like, I just say it again. He's like, oh. He like doesn't care enough to remember. It's so funny. I like almond milk. I like coconut milk too. But the thing is, like, okay, so I went through a phase where I liked almond milk and then I like coconut milk. I like the way that almond milk, like, I like the nutty flavor from almond milk, but coconut milk in coffee is fire. Because it's, like, naturally sweet, you know? I do not understand why we're, you know, like, on the highway 91 where it says fog area, we're all just stopped near there. All of us. cool. Yeah, I didn't want to go home. Didn't want to go home. No. Nope. This is fucking bullshit. How did I time this so wrong? If I sat in Devin's driveway for maybe like a minute before I left, if I didn't do that, I would have been past this. Okay, this woman is staring at me like talking, and I think she can see that I'm not on the phone. She probably thinks I'm a psycho. There's an ambulance. Wonder where they're going. Do you ever wonder that, where people are going? Like, I don't know. I have to pee. Fuck. I can't even, like, there's not even an exit that close either. This is so annoying. I'm, like, gonna cry. This day sucks. Oh my god. And, like, okay. Normally when they start to do construction, like, for a minute they have to do this so the cars don't, like, get in the way. But, like, they're going so slow and the trucks haven't even stopped yet. So, like, this is so dumb. This is so fucking stupid. Oh my god. Why are they doing this? It's only 7. People are still coming home from work. Why are they doing this? Oh my god. This is horrible. I would be literally home by now. How long has this been on? Yeah, I would be, like, home. No, maybe not already home, but I would be, like, well into Hamden by now. For sure. Oh my god, I'm literally gonna die. I should have known. I could have just went the other way home. Oh my god. Anyway, I hope everyone's day is doing well. I think I might end this here because I'm generally just, like, in a very bad mood now, and this podcast is gonna suck. Because I'm just gonna be like, fuck this traffic, it sucks. Because it does, and this makes no sense, and no one knows what they're doing. Why can't you fucking figure this shit out? I don't understand. I literally don't understand how they haven't figured out a way to do this in under fucking 20 minutes without causing... Yeah, all right. I'm going to end this here because I'm in a very bad mood. Anyway, I know this podcast kind of sucked. I hope everyone has a better day than I'm having and that you aren't in traffic either. I'll see you next time, friends. Bye.